We're continuing to do youth messages because all of us are young at heart, but we primarily keep it for the younger generation. And so it's important that we share sometimes the messages that are down in childlike level. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." He also said that we need childlike faith. Wow, isn't that interesting? Do you know what's happening on Thursday of this week? Well, yeah, July the 4th. What's so significant about July the 4th? Well, you're thinking, well, that's when we declared our independence from the United Kingdom. And you would be absolutely right. Now, behind me, up on the platform here, there's two flags. One is the American flag, and the other is the Christian flag. Now, those flags represent something very, very special. And since we're celebrating July the 4th on Thursday this week, we know that that symbol is showing the world that we are a free country, not under the control of any other country. That flag symbolizes our country, and it's called what? The American flag. And the American flag was created over 200 years ago. That's a long time. And the person who created the American flag didn't just choose any old colors or design. No. Let me give you an analogy of what took place and about the colors, because the colors of our flag is very important. The red stands for courage, for being brave and standing up for what's right. And the white, it stands for purity and innocence. The blue area stands for justice, which means fairness and doing right and true at all times. Courage, purity, and justice. Those are good qualities. Amen? And these qualities are what God wants each and every one of us to live by. And the only way that our country is going to have courage and purity and justice if each one of us decides to live that way and to do what we know is right. So, we need to pray and ask God to show us how our lives of courage and purity and justice can take place every day. And you might wonder, well, what's all them stars for? Well, there's 50 of them now, and that represents all the states, which is part of our union. So, the American flag tells a great, great story. Now, as I mentioned, there's another flag up here on the platform, and it is also red, white, and blue, and we know it to be the Christian flag. The shade of red on the cross symbolizes the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, and the blue represents the waters of baptism, as well as the faithfulness of Jesus, and the white represents Jesus' purity. Wow. So we have two flags, you know, and we celebrated not long ago on Memorial Day. We celebrated people who gave up their lives in order to keep us as Americans free. And we recognize that. And also the Christian flag. Jesus gave up his life so that we may be saved. Wow, that's pretty cool. So, we have a rich history in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and a rich history of our country, and we celebrate them both in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hope and pray you have a wonderful, blessed 4th of July, and thank you for being part of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.